Scarpins Avenue.
But you know what we gotta do? We gotta, you know what we have to do? We have to test the recording.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we gotta make sure that we're recording because remember last week?
Yeah.
Remember how I screwed up?
Yeah, I mean, there was a moment there where we
recorded. Was that last week or the week before?
No, it was last week. Right?
I think it was the week before.
I don't know, but we did. We did about 25 minutes.
Yeah, I think I want to say we did more than 25.
And then one of us, and it doesn't matter who.
Right. It doesn't matter because we're a team.
That's right. But you weren't recording, and so we had to stop and then start the whole thing again. And you know,
one of us wasn't recording,
and so it doesn't. And again, we're not even going to say who it was because it doesn't matter.
We're a team. We are a team. We are united. There's no fingers of blame on this set. On this set, there's no fingers of blame.
That's right. So. When we realized that you hadn't recorded, we pushed stop and we started again, and that was that, you know. And honestly, take two was better than take one.
Yeah, what's funny for the viewers, I don't even know. I got to tell you, like, this has been troubling keeping up at night. I don't even know if they're viewers. I don't know.
You know what? I feel like we just table it for now.
Okay, let's table it. But so for me, you know, what was interesting about, like, we don't rehearse, we don't plan, we don't say we got to say this. Right. And that's much to the consternation of Aristotle, our producer, because he wants us to say certain things. Sometimes we don't say nothing. Mm-mm. In this instance, we said so much and it was like solid. And then what's interesting is I won't say who recorded and who didn't record. Yeah. But what's interesting is the guy who screwed up was a lot harsher on himself than the other guy. And that was kind of nice. That was solid teamwork there.
Oh, that's good teamwork because look, and I don't want to say who did what and who was kind.
Doesn't matter.
And
we're a team.
Harsh. We're a team.
Doesn't matter.
And when one guy's down, what does the other guy do? He picks him up. And that's what I did for you. That's what I did for you.
That's right. And I did for you because we don't really know who did what.
That's the last thing we're going to do is point fingers.
We don't point. There's no fingers of blame on this head. There's a lot of things like we have mottos. We have mantras. You know, we have the system. We pick a snack. We eat the snack. We rate the snack. By the way, on Mike and Tom Eat Snacks, which is where you are, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Mike and Tom Eat Snacks.
Mike and Tom Eat Snacks.
Mike and Tom Eat Snacks.
It's with my good friend Michael Ian Black
and my good friend Tom Cavanaugh.
Cavanaugh,
the infallible mates. Tom Cavanaugh.
Well, that means he's not clean.
That's right.
Well, that's pretty accurate. It's pretty darn accurate. Hey, Magic, here's what's interesting. You know me, I'm like, so based in New York City, like, what's the closest ocean? I hate to put you on the spot. I know we don't
rehearse. Closest ocean in New York City?
Yeah, well, there's an ocean around New York City.
Mediterranean.
Okay, so not bad. If I gave you a second shot, you'd be like, the ocean is off the harbor. The New York Harbor.
Lake Superior.
New York Harbor juts into Lake Superior. It's a solid guess. It's actually the North Atlantic.
What?
It's November. This is where I'm doing my bathing.
Oh, you doing polar plunges?
Every day, Magic.
Why? Why? Wim Hof method? Is that what you're doing? The Wim Hof method?
So interesting, because you absorb things by osmosis, right?
Sure.
And I know like largely Wim Hof, but I don't really know. So yesterday, I'm getting out of the old Atlantic Ocean. And some guy, kind of a cool looking dude, with a trucker hat and a dog, goes like, Wim Hof.
Mm-hmm.
And I sort of like, he's too close for me to ignore. It's also a beach, you know, in November, there's not a huge amount of humans out there. He's like, Wim Hof. I'm like, like that.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, best thing. I'm in every day. And I realize he's talking about the Wim Hof method.
Sure.
Which well, I guess
did,
is like.
What did you think he was talking about when he said Wim Hof?
I wasn't.
Because really, when you think Wim Hof, really the first thing you think. I mean, if you're gonna look, if Steve Harvey's gonna be doing it on Family Feud, you know, top 10 answers on the board, and he says Wim Hof, and then somebody rings in, the first thing number one on that board is gonna be method.
Mustache.
No method.
Okay. Brando method, Marlon Brando method.
No, it's going to be method. It's going to be Wim Hof method. It's
gonna anger,
be
anger.
One
on, West Virginia.
One on the board.
West Virginia.
No,
Manson.
No,
Manson.
None of that.
Feud. Feud. Hey, feud.
So when he says Wim Hof,
I go.
And then you're confused, and he says, and then you think, oh, he's probably talking about the Met. Baywatch. Why don't you tell people who Wim Hof is? People don't know. I feel like most people know, but maybe they don't.
I don't know. He's the guy who like started the ocean movement, the cold movement.
Cold water plunges. Yeah, that's cold him. That's plunge. His whole thing.
Yeah.
So what,
that's tough, right?
Why did you
if you start a thing where I had to rescue a Marine who was killing himself.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So and that's why I started it. That was a year ago. But so if you start a thing, it occurs to me like Wim Hof, like he started the worst thing. He's like, yo, it's the best thing. Cold water plunges.
Right.
Whereas the guy or the girl who came up with
peanut butter and jelly.
Keto diet, for example. It's okay. Just like, you know, I'm just trying to think of things that are like, you know, you have to deprive yourself of something. You know, it's like, eat bacon all the time. You're like, okay, all right. See, that's okay, because every day you're in there like, you know, you're like, you're pimping your wares for like the bacon. Whereas Wim Hof is like, fuck, I got to get up and I got to go in that icy water.
Yep.
Like I picked the wrong thing to bat.
He totally picked the wrong. That's why he has the mustache. Thing. You see, he figures at the very least, I'll keep my upper lip warm.
I didn't even know he had a mustache. I thought maybe he had a mustache so that he could be like Groucho Marx incognito and someone else could do it for him. You know, hey, Tuesday, can you go just put this on? Put this mustache on.
No, there's really no mistaking Wim Hof once you see the guy. Just looks like a guy with a mustache. And once you see him, you're like, oh, yeah, that's that guy. And he's never wearing a shirt. The guy's never wearing a shirt. Why would he?
What's Wim Hof doing in the summer?
Ice baths and such.
Oh, ice baths. That's tough.
Yeah.
Come on, Wim Hof.
So how you've been doing it for what? How long?
You know, we had I don't know where you are, but where we were, we had a pandemic.
Okay. Incidentally, pandemic makes some of the best sandwiches. You know, they say for a fast food chain, you know, you can't get a good sandwich.
I just, while you were going on and on about your thing.
Yeah.
Which I think is a solid runner.
Thanks.
I punched up Wim Hof. I punched in Wim Hof, and this is the first picture that came up. If you can describe for the viewers what this motherfucker's doing.
He's fully bearded too. Shirtless, doing the splits in about 4 inches of snow, pantsless, shirtless, praying. Cow. He's got it looks like a yoga pose in the snow. The pandemic Panera bit was going to be legendary. It was going to be legendary.
No. Don't stop on my account because of Wim Hof. It's already gone, right?
Yeah.
I know. You had pandemic Panera and that was going to be good, but.
Oh God, that was 25, 30 minutes all on its own.
Holy cow. This guy's.
He's serious. Holy.
Oh yeah. I don't know if I want to be associated with this guy because.
If you've never looked up Wim Hof, check him out. WIMHOFF. Just spelled exactly like it sounds.
HOF.
Oh, just one F?
That's what he has here.
All right. Wim Hof.
On his.
I don't know where he's from. He's from like Finland or.
Yeah, he's got to be from. He's got to be from Norway. He's got to be from Scandinavia for sure.
But kind of, I think it's kind of a tragic story associated with him. Why he started doing this. And I might be wrong. And obviously I'm not going to look it up, but I think he lost his wife.
Oh,
and I think
here
as
I
a,
am
as a form and you're, I, and you're mocking the man. As,
I feel
as
really
a form
badly
of healing or meditation. Okay. He started doing this thing and it turned out he could cure inflammation and he is in like amazing health and, you know, started a worldwide movement all on the corpse of his dead wife. And you're mocking him, because maybe he looks a little bit different, you know, maybe he's a guy who doesn't like to wear pants all the time. And you think that's
I don't
just
like
the
to wear pants. I don't like to wear pants. Listen, the reason I was mocking him was because of Scandinavia. He looks fucking stupid
out there in the snow, you know?
I don't know if it's stupid as much. He's got like an intelligent glimmer behind the eyes, but it looks like he wouldn't hesitate. He wouldn't hesitate to come after you.
Well, I tell you.
You're doing it wrong. And then death. Like he looks like one of those, the Norsemen who like somebody eats their, you know, in the thing, they their chicken leg or boar, I guess it's a boar, right? Mm-hmm. That's a boar leg right there. I guess it's a boar leg and they just slash them in two with a sword. That's what he looks like.
He does, but I think he's pretty gentle about it. You know, I think
Oh, good.
I think he's a very, I think he's a peaceful warrior. I tell you,
everything I say negative, you right the wrong, and I appreciate that.
No. I believe me. The last thing I want to do is right wrongs. I was in the shower the other day, and you know, here in the deep
cold shower,
I got in the shower, and it was colder than I anticipated, and my first thought was, oh, this is the Wim Hof method, and because the water was probably, geez, it must have been like 75, you know, instead of 95, and I thought, oh, this is horrible. I couldn't do this.
Right. So if you're like, if you're popping in the old North Atlantic in November, it's no doubt colder than that shower. I would like to take you next time you're up here into the old North Atlantic and we see how we do.
I love it. First of all, where do you go? Like, cause I know where you live. You don't live too far from the beach. You're pretty close.
I don't live too far from the beach. Yeah.
So you drive over there, you know, you strip down to your skivvies, you jump in.
How long are you in there? I cheat a little
bit. Wetsuit?
What? Fuck no.
Okay.
Come on. What am I? Some kind of communist?
I didn't think so.
I run. I run along the beach. And then after like,
you build up a little body tan.
Yeah. Yeah. Then I'm like, I can go in that ocean. I'm hot. I'll go in the ocean. Then as soon as I get in the ocean, I'm like, what are you doing? Uh-huh. What are you doing?
How long do you stay in the ocean?
I stay longer than you'd expect probably.
So if it was me, I would expect
30 seconds for you.
Less, way less.
You're just in and out.
I mean, I feel like as soon as my feet hit the water, I'm fleeing.
But then you didn't really go in.
Yeah. So, right. Full body.
You got to go in. You got to go in. Full body plunge. How long are you in there? You're in for like 17 seconds.
I'm in for as long as it takes me to get out. That's how long I'm
got in. Got it. Yeah. That makes sense.
But if I was with you and it was like a whole thing and you were making fun of me and questioning my masculinity.
No, I wouldn't.
I could probably make it to 20 seconds.
I know your masculinity. I don't have to question it.
No,
I'm fine.
You know it.
Yeah, I know it. I know you. I know where you grade. I know where you grade. I'm fine with it. I love it. I'm in there for longer than I should be. The other day, Magic, you're like this. There I am. I think, you know what? This isn't so bad. I'm actually going to like swim a little bit. Mm-hmm. So there I am swimming, and I'm a good, I want to say 30 yards out, maybe 25. I'm a solid ways out that. And there's of course nobody else in. I'm a solid enough ways out that I know there's nothing around.
Yep.
That's when I get bumped on the leg and I swallow seawater and panic and come close to having a heart attack. And I turn to see on my left who swum from the shore, a yellow lab. A yellow lab's kind of, and I'm like relieved to see the yellow lab because I'm like, and the yellow lab's like, I'll save you, idiot.
Right.
You're clearly in distress. And then I get bumped even harder from the other side. And I'm like, then I panic once again because I think that's the shark.
Right.
But no, it's another yellow lab. Huh. Two of them have come in there.
I mean, honestly, if you're going to get bumped by anything in deep yellow water, lab, you want best. It to be a yellow lab.
Yes. Yes. You are exactly right. Those guys that delivered the bomb, right? they went in the USS. What was it? Indianapolis?
The Annapolis. What bomb? What are you talking about?
Have you never seen Jaws?
Oh, okay. Sure.
Sure.
You say delivering a bomb, I'm thinking Enola Gay.
Yeah, well, no. But the U.S. Indianapolis delivered it to the Enola Gay.
Okay.
And then, but that ship got sunk and those guys went in the water. And it would have been better if it were Labradors.
All right. If the water had been infested with yellow labs, that would have been much better than infested by sharks.
There's a line in there that they must have pulled from an actual survivor in the movie Jaws, where he goes, when they were lifting people from the water, when the rescue came and the guy was waiting his turn, that's the most scared he's ever been.
Yeah.
Right? Because you're that close.
Yeah.
You know what that is, Magic? Hope. You've been given hope again.
That's why I don't have it. You don't want it.
Yeah, since I've known you, since when we were flush. And things were great.
Hopeless.
And you were still like, well,
yep.
Yeah, you were just waiting till, you know, when the show we were doing was renewed, you were like, well, sadly, I'm going to purchase a house and I'm going to have a house in this awesome place.
Yeah.
And well, that, and you were just like, I remember, I distinctly remember you bent over the shoe counter on the Stuckeyville set and you'd shaking your head.
Yeah.
Like you're just shaking your head. I'm like, but this is good news. No. You're like, yeah, yeah, yeah. Just shaking your head. What did bring you joy is when famous guest stars came.
Wow.
That brought you joy because of all the drama that comes with somebody being famous showing up on our little dog and pony show. That's the happiest I've seen you are two times. One, when the Glitterati would show up. That's one. And the second time, as we approached lunch or we went to the snack table. Those are the happiest you are.
Oh, I got excited just hearing the word.
Yeah, you'd be like, 45 minutes, Tommy.
Yeah.
You do the countdown. You'd admonish if I snacked within like this hour.
Well, you can't do that.
Hour 45 minute window before lunch. Before that, you'd be like, "Oh, let's get some deviled eggs." You'd be sure. All over it. Sure. Around 10 a.m., you're like, "Sure," but then when we got close, I want a snack all the time, and you'd be like, "No, we gotta hold out. We gotta walk over to lunch."
Yeah, because lunch was coming up, and it was going to be free. Yeah. Oh God, I love a free lunch.
We were going to get our table. Yeah. You remember the guy that sat with us?
Which guy?
The guy from like HR.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that guy? He confidently ate. He was like, just eating, just here for business, you know, taking things
just
in.
Just staring off.
Yep.
Just staring off into space.
Not engaging us.
Nope.
We might be a little off track, but sometimes that's what happens when you don't. You got nothing planned and no rehearsals.
Well, maybe one of us isn't recording and then we could start all over.
I literally had a heart flip-flopped. Yeah, and I looked down at my recording and I am recording.
But that suggests that it was you and obviously we're not going to.
No. But there's no fingers of blame on this set.
No.
No fingers of blame plus respect for women. So let's.
Well, just talking about lunch and then talking about snacks made me hungry. For snack, and I was like, oh, I looked at our snack for today, and I got that same little excitement.
Here's what I like about this, what we're proffering today, is like rarely do we come up with a snack that, by the way, so I got a solid group of lads on the group chat, the group of seven, guys from Canada and parts northern and parts west, all over, and I accidentally texted them what I thought I had texted you. And they were like, this is the methodology behind the Great Mates podcast.
What? Like when you pick a snack?
I'm literally like, instead of like sending it to you, I sent to them like, hey, what about jelly? What about jelly, yogurt covered raisins? We've done those, you idiot. How about this? Those two. Well, goddammit, what about this? And they're like, I could get this, but I got to go here. Then I'm like, well, then the last thing was I had like a swear word in it. I'm like, well, what the F are we doing if we haven't done that? Let's just go already. Mm-hmm. And you're like, okay, let's go, noon. And it was just a string of like, you know, like back and forth and repartee between you and me that was like, well, what? And they're like, this is how you guys pick? 7 minutes before? I'm like, it's not always that way. I'm like, sometimes, but they said, these are the inner workings. This is the methodology behind the Great Mike and Tom Eat Snacks. I'm like, yes, folks. It's then we know it's going to be genuine.
Well, it's the first system. The first thing you can do is pick a snack. Now, how are you going to pick a snack? There's probably any number of ways to do it. I don't feel like our way is any worse than any other way. We're not. There would be moments in the early days and into the middle days of Mates where we'd be at the headquarters, we'd be at HQ, we'd reach into a box. We wouldn't even know what we were going to record until our hands removed from
what
that
did
box.
Kraft, what did Kraft send us in this box? No. Yeah. Oh, string cheese. Okay, great. And off we'd go. Sure.
Oh, speaking of which.
That's when we had headquarters, but right now it's being redone. So Magic and I are like sort of like, we're flying by the seat of our pants, which is kind of our MO anyway. So it's good. All right. We don't know what we're doing. We'll be right back.
I gotta take a field trip, Tommy, because I suspect.
Oh, you gotta poop.
No, the evidence
he's walking
of this
through
is
his
now
house and
gone. I'm walking through my haunted mansion looking for something.
Is it haunted for sure?
I call it the haunted mansion. You can draw your own conclusions about whether or not it's haunted.
Ooh.
Ah, shoot! Ooh. I bet it's gone.
What is?
I received
a ghost. A ghost took it.
I received a ghost in the mail.
Your place is great. The viewers right now, if you're watching, you can see that Michael lives in a classy, this should be an architectural Digest, or is it just Architecture Digest?
It's Architectural Digest.
This place is great. I'm looking behind. I'm not going to describe it because the crazies.
Oh yeah.
But
look what I got in the mail.
Oh, who sent you that?
The Tostitos people. Not one. Two. They sent me two bags of Hint of Lime Tostitos and a letter. The letter ostensibly from some, they made up a law firm called like Frito-Lay, a Tostito. I don't know. I think Martha might have thrown out the letter.
Where's my Hint of Lime?
That's what Martha's I was wondering. I was wondering if you got one.
Martha's your bulldog?
Yeah.
Nobody knows where I live, Magic. They can't send me stuff.
Oh, right. I'm on their list, I guess. So they sent me two bags of Hint of Lime Tostitos thanking me for saying how great their product is.
Was that on the reset when we were like, look,
I think it was after the reset because that's why they put on the phony law firm.
Because they love it. We're like, you guys cheated. You guys lied to the public. You cheated. Eight. We're both like, we don't care. We're about the snack. The snack's great. So I can see why Tostitos would be like, oh no, this is going to be bad press. But instead it was like everything they want.
But geez, it's so exciting to get Tostitos in the mail.
There's two things about that. It's exciting because free Tostitos.
Yeah.
And it's terrifying because they know where you live.
Oh yeah, they can find anybody. Tostitos, they know.
Tostitos is a big
everything.
That's a big operation over there.
Get me Michael Ian Black's address.
It's on your desk. Well, right. They anticipate over there.
They know.
It's not like the Funyuns operation.
No,
those guys, they got the boots on, like the the unlaced boots, walking around like the workshop there. You know, they're like, well, hey, find Michael Ian Black. He's like, oh, what am I, Rand Fucker McNally? I don't know why he's on a map. What do I look?
Why is it my after, job? Like, Frank to do it. Frank, you find that guy. Fuck that guy.
Is it just before Minnesota, Michael Black? I don't know. Frank, find Mike. How are we going to find him?
I'm on break. Go fuck yourself.
Exactly right. Frank's out there having a butt outside, right outside. The door's cranked open. The smoke can blow in.
Mm-hmm.
The steel-toed boots were not steel-toed boots. They're untied. Like, yeah. Over at Funyuns, look, it's all about the camaraderie, okay? It's about
time.
It's about the, yeah. They're not there to like, at Tostitos, those people are working hard. They're going up the ladder, right? Like, it's gleaming. It's stainless. It projects an air of big business. It is capitalism. At Funyuns, these guys are jerking each other around.
You know, they're having a good time.
Yeah, they're just shooting the breeze, jerking each other around, hanging out, having a smoke break. It's great.
I mean, if you had to pick one of the two places to work,
Funyuns.
You'd fucking work at Funyuns every day of the week.
Oh, of course. Hey, you roll in at 10.
They don't care.
You might not even start the conveyor belt till 11:30. People don't care.
No, because it's not like demand for Funyuns is going up. No. Demand is staying consistent. You know? Yeah, they know how many Funyuns they're gonna sell. They're not trying to sell more. They don't want to mess up with a good thing. Nobody's trying to rock the boat over at Funyuns. Not when the gig is so sweet.
Yeah. No, there's no frisson of fear that creeps up the back of their necks when someone says the main ingredient is not in the product.
No.
At Tostitos, it's like, get his address. We need to appease him. What will appease him? You give him,
give him two bags.
And they're like, what? Well, but also $1 million? No. Just two bags. He'll shut up.
This idiot? Give him two bags. Retail value, $9.
He'll shut up immediately. You can buy that guy. You cannot believe for how little you can buy that guy.
Well, look, I'll always play it straight. Don't get me wrong. If I didn't I would say it.
You said it. You called it. You said it was what they did was it was wrong. It was un-American. But we're here to rate the snack, not the people who make the snack, and not the methodology behind it. That sounds corrupt and awful. Doesn't change what we do.
We do is pick a snack, eat a snack. Wait a second. We picked a snack for this.
And what I was going to say about this snack was what was lovely is like rarely do we find one that we don't know, haven't tasted. But in this instance, I'm very familiar with this snack, but you haven't. And that makes me quite happy.
Yeah, I don't know it. I mean, I know the general genre.
Uh-huh.
So I'll have something to compare it to.
But when I went in that volley, that text for you I sent you this morning, what about this? You're like, oh, this one, you knew it, but you hadn't had it. Is mm-hmm. that correct?
I didn't know it. No, I wasn't familiar with the brand.
Holy hats. Well, this is because probably your children are older, but if anybody that has like kids under like, I think 10, they'll know this one. This is Nature's Bakery Fig Bar.
Now, my first thing when I picked up this box, and it's a square box, Nature's Bakery, it says, the U is a smiley face, Nature's Bakery Fig Bar, original fig, real fruit, and whole grains, no high fructose corn syrup, plant-based. So they're selling this thing as a healthy snack for your kids, I guess. But the first thing I wanted to see was, is this company owned by a larger conglomerate? And from everything that I can see, no.
I think they're there. I agree. I think they're their own entity, and their mandate is a healthier snack.
Yeah, and I like that. Not the healthier snack part. I mean, I'm fine with that. I like that too, in theory. But I like the indie bands. You know, I like the indie bands, the DIY folks, the guys who pick themselves up and throw in an axe and play a few chords and think to themselves, "Hey, we got something here." You know, I like that. They don't necessarily need to be even in tune when they start out, but they got a raw energy. They hit the stage, they play some songs, they bash on the drums, everybody claps, and they get excited, and then they start touring. Well, it looks like Nature's Bakery is touring, because if I can find it here in the deep south, Tommy, that means that I can find it anywhere.
What does that mean?
Well, you found it where you are, you know,
and
I found it where I am. That means that it's a national brand.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, they're, I see what you're saying now. I just want to revisit the smiley face in the word nature of Nature's Bakery. Smiley face is one way of describing it. Also, could be, imagine that face at night plastered against your window. Could be Crazy Killer. That's just for those that have it in front of them can take a look and see that maybe that's exactly what we're talking about.
I mean, it's definitely has like a slightly maniacal look to it.
Yeah,
I will definitely grant you that.
There's definitely an "I find you" kind of feel to it. Underneath Fig Bar, original fig, then it says, and I think you mentioned this, real fruit and whole grains. And then beside it, plant-based, no high fructose corn syrup. If you're the person that is parsing your ingredients down to, well, what if do they have high fructose corn syrup, you're a better person than me. I never get that far. Well, a lot
does,
of it.
Who does most of the grocery shopping in your home?
Excuse me. Grocery, you mean?
It was a mispronunciation on my part. Who does most of the grocery shopping in your home? Are you ever out there with the cart throwing in the snacks for the kids, thinking to yourself?
I absolutely am.
So you'll throw these in without even thinking about it. You're not.
I like these. I don't want to give the ghost away. But so we're looking at the original fig, folks. Mm-hmm. But they also have blueberry. They have raspberry. They have different fruit colors. And this guy, I don't want to get ahead of myself. I'm all up in all of them. Mm. And not only that, you know, we get sent stuff from the major companies. I was miffed that we hadn't received anything from these folk. And then I realized, well, pandemic, and plus they don't have my address, and you're moving to the blue state of Georgia. So maybe that's why Nature's Bakery didn't send us stuff. But I've been, you know, I keep, you know, as we both do, we have like a section where it's like, these are like potential mates, reviewable product. And I've had one version of like, be it like raspberry or blueberry or original fig on standby for a solid year.
Yeah. Ever since you took that plunge into North Atlantic, you thought to yourself, Fig Bar.
The North Atlantic.
Nice way to say it. I'm opening up the box. Now I've got a box, 6 twin packs. So each pack is 2. Oh, I see. Okay, so I'm already learning something. Not what I expected.
So each one, there's 2 in there, Michael. There's 2 in the packaging. Once you've got the box open, you get a bunch of those the bars in there. And inside, there's 2 of them.
And I can tell already just based on the bar. Now, the bar, the wrapper for the bar looks like the package on the top. I'm imagining these are going great in a lunchbox for a kid or something. So I'm opening it up. And what I'm seeing is exactly as described, two
smell it. Smell it. Bars. You'll see that you smell grain. You don't smell fig. Yep. Notice that?
Yep. You absolutely smell grain.
Smells healthy.
Fig.
Yep.
I mean, I feel like I'd rather smell fig than grain.
Same. Same. But the fact that the grain is so pronounced, you say, because this is, I got to tell you a magic. If you take the Fig Newton, and let's not kid ourselves, everybody is walking after the legacy left by the Fig Newton, right?
That of course. It's
just, you've got Newman's Own, you've got the Fig Newtons. The Fig Newtons are the standard. And these guys over here are like, all right, so if we're going to make a fig bar, what's going to go in it? Well, fig. What's in the Fig Newton? Fig. So what's going to differentiate us? Well, the Fig Newton has kind of a crumbly, unhealthy, kind of a lighter processed coating around it. These guys have said, we're going to make ours slightly thicker and we're going to make ours much healthier. And we're going to stand on that because that's the thing that is going to differentiate us from the Fig Newton.
I'll tell you what it smells like. It smells like a slice of wheat bread.
Yeah, exactly right. Yep, it does exactly. Like a healthy seven grain wheat bread. Yep, sure it does.
It's about... Oh, I don't know. It's about a couple inches by an inch or something. A rectangular little thing. And, you know, it looks like the perfect size for like a snack size bar. But you're going to want two in a pack. No question. You look
Correct.
At this. If there was only one, you'd be like, what is this ripoff? But there's two in a pack. You're going to get
so
done with one. You're
going to
be like,
that.
I could eat a whole other one of these. And then you got one, right? Sitting right there waiting for you.
What's, I don't know how many times, and again, we're getting ahead of ourselves. Like, take a bite and then I'll get to this. Go ahead. Grab a bite. Dense, right? And filling,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
So that leads me to the next thing. There's a lot packed in here, and necessarily so because it's a healthy snack. I cannot tell you. Now, Michael took a small bite, and he's still working that bite. He's still 30 seconds in. He's still working it. This is the hidden secret to the Nature's Bakery bar is that it's dense. It's filling, and I don't know how many times granted, this is going to show that I'm a bit of a schlemiel and not the smartest cat out there, but I don't know how many times I finished one and then thought the package was done because I must have eaten it all because I feel sated. And then you kind of like grab the package and throw it out and there's a whole other one in there. And I'm elated because even though I'm full, that never stops me from eating the thing that's in front of me. And then
it comes in a serving size of two. If there's two in the pack, you're going to eat two. What are you going to do? Put one in your pocket for later? Come on. What are we, jerks over here? You get two, you're going to eat two.
We're not jerks, okay, guys? Like, I mean, I resent the insinuation that Michael and I are jerks.
It might be a lot of things. I don't feel like we're jerks, you know?
Okay, in fairness, we might be jerks, but not because of this.
Mm-mm.
Right? We could be jerks for a lot of other reasons. And I suppose that we could be definitely considered jerks, I guess. The more I think about it, more like, yeah, we're total jerks.
Yeah.
But not because of this.
Well,
not because when we open up a package of fig bars and there's two in there, we're going to eat two. That's not the thing, folks, that makes us jerks.
We're not jerks, guys.
No.
When we threw the cream pie in the principal's face, okay. Jerk move.
That was a jerk move because I think the jerkiest move about it was like him having his back turned and then calling his attention so he had to turn and put him right into the pie.
Yep.
That was a jerk move because, you know, he couldn't see us coming. You know, that's called like ambushing somebody. That was a jerk move, sure.
That was a jerk move. But eating two fig bars in a package of two, No, guys, no. Eating one fig bar, yeah, that would be a jerk move. That's not what we're doing. I finished my first.
Leaving a flaming pile of poop.
Yeah, that was a jerk move.
Outside George Clooney's house.
That was a jerk move.
Because the wife comes to the door and we forgot, he's the bachelor who finally got married.
Yeah.
She's stomping it out.
She's barefoot, like, by the way.
And we're like, oh, no, this went wrong.
Yeah.
Right? Fortunately, he's like, that Brad Pitt. Mm-hmm. Right, he just assumes it's Brad, and
so
we got away
with practical jokes on each other.
Yeah, we got away with one. Yeah. We got away with one there. But this, we won't air this part of the segment.
The last thing you want is Clooney.
We don't get Aaron Clooney's bad side. I can tell you that. No. But listen, jerk move for sure, right? The pie in the face, jerk move. Like some of our pranks are a little aggressive.
Oh, the peanut can with the snakes in it?
Right? Because people just want to have some peanuts.
People are excited about the peanuts. Yeah, and then the next thing you know, Jennifer Jason Leigh's opening up the can. She's thinking she's getting peanuts, snakes. She hates snakes. I didn't know.
I was trying to at the time when she started going, and guys, not only this is from Mike and Tom, my favorite podcast of all. The more she started saying nice things about us, I was like, oh, I kind of wish there weren't snakes inside that peanut can she's going to open because she's being so nice.
Yeah, she was real nice. I thought too.
If she'd just been like, hey, these jerks gave me some peanuts. Mm-hmm. Look at these jerks think they can give a star peanuts. Then I would have been okay with the snake attack. But more she was like, I can tell you everything. My favorite one is, and she kept going on about how great the podcast was. I just felt, I felt bad when, I felt bad when the snakes attacked her. And she should. Like, you don't expect snakes to come out of a peanut can.
No, when you got a peanut can, you know, you're thinking to yourself, oh, it's going to be peanuts in here.
And also because how can you fit a snake inside a little peanut can, right? That's the whole, that was the genius of the prank, in fairness to us. Because they uncoil.
Yeah, they spring out of there because they're basically, let's be honest, they're not real snakes, but they look like snakes and they spring out of there in a way that a snake never would. But you think to yourself, oh, that's a snake.
Yeah, but it really is just a coiled spring.
Just a coiled spring with some fabric around it.
But it also had a jaw.
Try telling that to
like,
her. You know, she's screaming, snake, snake.
And she slipped on the floor. And the whole thing was bad. And then remember when her friends came out like, what are you guys doing?
Mm-hmm.
That made me feel like a real jerk. Because they weren't like, you idiots, you're stupid. They're just like,
no.
They were quiet. Were quiet. They were like, what are you doing?
Well, Jennifer's got a bad hip, apparently, which I didn't know about. She slipped on the floor.
We should have Googled.
She didn't break or anything, but she's like, you know, and she's not even mad. She's like, oh, okay.
Okay, guys. Yeah, and then she's nice to us. Yeah. That made me, we should have Googled Jason Leigh hip.
That would have saved us a lot of heartache. You know, for a podcast that says we're all about respect for women. And then we pull a prank on that. Boy, what a couple of jerks we are.
We just wanted to get people laughing. Yeah. And, you know, we just thought this would be the way to do it, right?
Could not have been more wrong on that.
We should have picked our event. The bat mitzvah was not the place to do it. Mm-hmm. Like, where are they gathering that? Like, we just didn't really think it through. And that was a mistake on our part. And we felt badly, but that was a rough bus ride home.
Yep.
Normally we love it. We're like, hey, let's take the Hollywood Hills detour. And we're like, this is great. You know, we love the ride home, but no, not that time we didn't.
I got to tell you, since we've been doing this, I've eaten my entire Big Bar. I've gone through two because I'm not a jerk. I've gone through two of them. I could even
How do you
eat
feel?
More. I feel great.
Right?
I haven't eaten today. It's late in the day. I haven't eaten yet. The first thing I put in my mouth, so maybe I'm a little biased, out of hunger, they're good. No. It's a good fig bar.
They're good fig bars.
Now, let me just sort of run through my list of comparisons. Is it better than a Fig Newton?
Well, let me help you out because, as you know, I'm a bit of a Fig Newton expert. In the Fig Newton, you're going to get more material in the fig section of the fig.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have grains. You're going to feel like the Nature's Bakery. They got in there with the pulpin' stick, and they really mashed up the fig. The Fig Newton, less so. You're going to have not. Are you only going to have like a little more material, grainy? In the fig section, you're also going to get a sweeter taste.
You think the Fig Newton is sweeter than this?
I do. Yes. I know so.
I'm going to take you at your word because I haven't had a Fig Newton in a while.
I assume there's a lot of people right now listening to this podcast are eating them both, and they can back me up right now. But so that's a bit of a comparison there. And what else were you going to go with?
The Newman's Own.
Yeah.
Which, in my mind, crust-wise, thicker than the Fig Newton, not as thick as the Nature's Bakery.
Agree.
Of the three, I'm going to put Newman's Own third.
I'm Janelling this.
Oh, yeah, you are. Look at that. Coffee?
Yeah. That's a great freaking combo, my friend.
That seems like it would be good. If I drank coffee, I feel like, oh, I'd love a coffee in a Nature's Bakery fig bar. That sounds great.
Spit take. I love
it. I'm going to put Newman's Own third.
Yeah, agree. It's tough. This one's tough.
It's a little tough.
I want to tell you, by the way, we've rated Big Newtons.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, so careful.
Ah, fuck.
Yeah, careful.
Oh, no, I think I'm people, screwed.
You could pull up the screen, or no, you could, like, if we were at the HR, you know, we'd have the thing right flashing in front of us, like with the rolling list at Mates Worldwide headquarters. We don't have that, you know, pandemic mode, and so, you know, the vagaries of what exactly we, you know, we just play it straight and how we feel. But I'm not going to go down that road of like it's better than this, and then have them go like you rated Fig Newtons a 20.
Yep.
So I don't want.
But I feel, I feel like that very well may happen here with me. Well, here's the thing: they're comparable. They're a comparable snack for me. You know, they're not. Am I going to say one's better than?
Here's my question to you.
Yeah.
Which one would you reach for? The great snack of life. This is the question, and I know the answer to this question for me. But if you're there in the great snack aisle of life, and you've got Newman's Own, you've got the Fig Newtons, a Grig Fig Newton, one more time, how the Grig Fig Newton, and you've got these guys. Now, you know, the only caveat here being you're a novice. You know, this is your first one.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like you've like, yes, I'm familiar with this snack. I know how it feels and how it likes. You haven't even tried like the blueberry and the raspberry and the peach, which I urge you to do, by the way. Excellent.
They got peach?
Is it apricot?
It's got to be apricot. Nobody's doing a peach Newton. Nobody's doing that.
You live in Georgia and you're like trash talking the peach?
Believe me, that's the last thing I want to do. I want to keep peaches pure.
I keep peach pure.
You know, you don't put that in a, you put it in a pie, you don't put it in a bar. Peach bar? Come on.
Put it on a film logo.
Yeah.
All right, well, go ahead. Dig your own grave.
I feel like what I'm going to do is.
What
I think I'm going to do, I think I'm going to reach for the Fig Newton, but not for the reason that you think. Not because I think it tastes better, but because it comes in a sleeve, you know? And I can just go, whole hog on a Fig Newton. I can get through a whole sleeve of those, you know? Am I going to open up a second package of the Nature's Bakery? No, because I'm going to feel bad. I'm going to feel like I'm doing something wrong, like I'm robbing my kids or something. With the Fig Newton, I can.
You're robbing your kids?
Yeah, because I'm going to buy this, you know, this is like a family snack, you know? And I feel like there's three packs in here. I should save at least one for the kids. But with the Fig Newton, I've got multiple sleeves.
You got more than one kid, though, right? So you're going to save one for the kids, like, so they get half each?
Well, they can split a bar. They can each get one bar.
They can each get. So in one package, there's two. So you'll each get one. You'll give the kids that package.
Yeah.
And say, split it.
Split it, guys.
And then you'll eat the other five. So the other 10 you'll consume. So there's 12 total. 10 you'll consume and two you'll give to the kids.
Yeah, but that's the situation I'm looking to avoid.
Okay.
I don't want to feel bad about it. I would do
it. But okay, so let me devil's advocate you. The Fig Newton, by the way, you keep saying sleeve. It's basically a package and there's two rows of Fig Newtons. How much of those two rows are you going to leave for the kids there?
I'll probably leave them a whole row. I'll probably go through
No way. You'll go through one row and then you're like, there's a whole other row. I can have some of that.
I don't think so because I don't think I'm going to eat more than a row. I don't think I'm going to eat more than a row of Fig Newtons.
I think you surprise yourself.
Maybe. Taste-wise, it's tough for me because I do like the Fig Newton. I like the Fig Newton crust. I like the thin crust. I like that unhealthy, unbleached wheat flour that they encase it in. I like the fig to crust proportion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a lot.
I feel like I maybe like a Fig Newton a little bit better.
Okay. And let's see what you rate this because you might be wrong.
I know. Ratings? Yeah,
which I love. Ratings for sure.
Ratings.
You sort of been giving me ratings. You
fucking rate all this motherfucker.
Oh, jeez. Oh, hey. Oh, Bernie. Oh, hey, crazy Bernie. Oh, Bernie's here. He's going to rate, guys. Oh, Bernie.
So what, do you have the ratings up? Do you know what
I don't know. Me, Aristotle, and the other 1,000 people that comprise this podcast going up, I'm the least tech savvy. We all know that. All right. I don't even know how to access these ratings. I have no idea. You might know. Aristotle isn't on the call because he's got to walk the dogs. So he doesn't know.
All right. Well, I feel like I've gone through it. You know, I feel like I've really broken it down. I like that they're an indie band. I like that they're out there. They're touring. You know, they're having a little success. They're probably signed by a mini major at this point. You know, they're putting out albums. I like it.
Whoa.
I like it. I think it's a solid entry into the Fig Bar arena. I'm going to give it 6.5.
Well, I think I don't know what you rated Figs, but I'm gonna guess the Fig Newton. I mean, I'm gonna guess that you've definitely gone Fig Newton 1, Nature's Bakery 2, and you know the Great Paul Newman 3. Now, I think it's worth saying that we're all standing on the shoulders of greatness.
Absolutely.
Paul Newman, there's no denying Paul Newman's greatness, and what he did with his food empire is nothing short of spectacular. The Paul Newman Oreo, the Paul Newman Fig Newton, he's just taken brands that have existed for decades and said, all right, we're going to make them a little healthier. Not a bad thing. And that has paved the way for Nature's Bakery. There's no Newton's broke the mold. Newton's came up with the idea. The Fig Newton has stood the test of time, and these other people should only be expressing gratitude, because Nature's Bakery is, I think, an excellent snack. And the point I think I'm trying to put out there is that regardless of where it comes down in our ratings, and I understand our ratings are seismic and they affect the snack world. It's like getting a positive review from a fashion show in New York Fashion Week.
Fortunes are won or lost on these numbers. Absolutely.
Or a blistering review. And I know the power that our ratings evoke. And so I think it's important to note that regardless of where we come down in terms of where we would rank the current choices that are available to you, the snacking public, it's worth noting that we understand that the subsequent choices after Fig Newtons are there because of Fig Newtons. And if they're trying to improve, it's because they said, okay, here's what Fig did. Let's copy all the good stuff and then try and add a couple of alterations in Newman and Nature's Bakery. They said, well, we'll try and make things a little healthier. But whether or not they succeed is up to you, the snacking public, to decide. But it should be known by all of us that Fig Newtons, Oreos, those types of
pioneers, pathfinders.
The trailblazers and the pathfinders need to be respected and acknowledged, and that's what we're doing here. For me, the Nature's Bakery Fig Bar, I think, is excellent. It's one of my favorite new snacks that's come along over the years. As the acid test of the great snack aisle, I'm always reaching for the Fig Bar. I find also that it's easier to find, somehow, strangely enough, across the globe than the Fig Newton. I hope that doesn't mean that the Fig Newton is waning, because the Fig Newton is an excellent, excellent snack. It's like Michael says, it's a trailblazer, it's a pioneer, it's a classic. Nature's Bakery, you live up to what Fig Newton has put out there already in my mind. You, instead of trying to steal, I feel you honor. So Nature's Bakery, Fig Bar, 8.
I looked up the ratings.
Oh, what? You're so adept. Like you just went to like a bank of computers, or did you go back to HQ, or
I asked some of the gals in the switchboard.
Here we go.
What?
I'm just amazed you're back after the landslide of mail. And fortunately, your mandate that, listen, I'm not going to read mail. I only read email. Mm-hmm. And you won't give out your email. That protected you.
You're like,
have I offended people? I don't know.
I hope not.
I don't know.
That's the last thing I want to do.
Yeah, you don't want to do that.
No.
So they.
While you're talking, I got some of the gals in the switchboard to head on over and look it up. And Peggy came back and she brought me a printout of it. And, you know, as she was turning around, I gave her a little wolf whistle, you know, just to let her know, I appreciate you. I'm here for you, you know. And so she's back there. But so this is episode 23, recorded 10 years ago. We had a special guest that episode, Rob Burnett, dear friend.
No way, the great Rob Burnett? The
great Rob Burnett was on. He did Holy not care heck. For the Fig Newton.
What?
What did he give it? He gave it a 3.
Rob, and here's the thing. I know that guy wants to come back to the podcast.
Sure he does.
Well, we play it straight. He can come back. His opinion is his opinion. 3.
3.
Now, I wonder what his reasoning was. We're going to have to go back and listen to it.
I'm not proud of my own rating.
No, you're not a proud boy.
No, I'm not. Well.
You're not a proud boy.
Well.
Near as I can tell. You don't seem to have like sort of like proud boy-esque characteristic float. Really?
But in this particular instance, I'm not proud because, you know, I said I'd go for the Newton, the Fig Newton above the Nature's Bakery. I gave the Fig Newton, and this is embarrassing, uh-huh. 5. 5. Mm.
I wonder if you were influenced by...
Rob. I wonder if I was too.
That
doesn't feel good if that's the case.
No, because you got to play it straight. Doesn't matter what the other person. But remember, what did you say, episode 23?
23. Still early in the game.
You're fledgling.
Yeah.
You're so young. You can, you know, you haven't quite like calcified into like the standard bearer that you are now. Those are all processes of evolution and maturation that we all go through.
It's maybe also possible
you're a little punk kid.
It's possible I like fig based products more now than I did then. But you know, so, I feel like I did Fig Newtons wrong. I feel like they should have rated a little higher than that.
Maybe you were just influenced by Rob's stature.
Maybe. I mean, Rob is statuesque.
Yeah. Uh huh.
But you, Tommy,
talk to me.
You. I mean, I got to give all the credit in the world. All the credit in the world goes to you here because Nature's Bakery, what'd you do? You gave it an 8?
Yeah, I like them a lot.
And it sounded to me like what you were saying was Nature's Bakery, you're standing on the shoulders of giants. You're standing on the shoulders of Fig Newtons, which implies Fig Newton should be slightly lower. You gave Fig Newton a 7. Consistency. That's what I admire.
Listen, you know, we all come to our maturation at different times. Now, when it comes to snacks, I feel like I'm pretty pure. You know, I'm a guy in the great snack aisle. Do I like it? Do I not like it? How do I feel about it? I agree to the point you make, like your taste can evolve. You know, and like you said, that's a decade. We were like 20. And you know, we were like 20 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're pups. We don't know.
Barely
you
know ourselves, let alone our
and
snack
who knows
tastes.
If who knows if maybe I was like trying to stick it to Rob.
Yeah,
you know,
maybe.
Like who knows? Like who knows what was going through our heads? But I would like to believe that, yeah, no, I like Fig Newton, 7. And now it's like, yeah, I really like Nature's Bakery, 8.
I'm listening back a little bit.
Oh, I was about to say, I thought I heard some kind of feedback, but that's you listening to it. We must sound so young as 20-year-olds.
Yeah, I mean, I have like basically a falsetto.
You know? Are you like... Yeah, I like Fig.
Yeah.
But,
my voice hasn't even dropped.
Yeah,
I listened back.
Yeah, you haven't like your secondary sexual characteristics haven't matured fully yet.
I did call. I just listened to just a tiny snippet. I did call the Fig Newton Best in Show, and then Rob said, "What show?" And I said, "Best Fig Cookie, that show." So I was acknowledging that Fig Newton is the best of that breed.
Good.
But I still only gave it a five. I still only gave it a five.
Don't beat yourself up. You know, I know it's going to
be
a
tough week for me. I'll tell you.
I know it's going to happen. I know you're going to be at 4 o'clock in the morning hitting the gym. I know what you're going to do.
It's
going to
be
a 100 pull-ups. You're going to get like another back tattoo. I know how it's going to be. You're going to be, this guy's, he's just going to sweat it out. You know what? There's worse habits. Like that's the way you want to, vault over your trauma. You know, it's made you chiseled and strong in many ways over the years. Every time you screwed up, I've known you. I'm like, hey, Michael, cut back on the weights.
Yeah.
You know, you're like, yeah, well, it's tough because I had a bad outing the other day. And, you know, I respect the way you go after it. You know, I love how you taught Mark Wahlberg how to work out. And I just kind of feel like you don't take your anger out on others. You sort of take it out on yourself. And the way you take it out is actually
not the iron.
Unhealthy way.
How I take it out.
You take it out on the iron.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
enjoy the gym.
Thanks, buddy. I'll see you next week.
Okay. See you next week.
Star Bands Audio. A podcast network.